Apollo grew rapidly, as all gods did, and when he was full grown, Zeus sent him off in a chariot drawn by white swans to win for himself the Oracle of Delphi. No place in Greece was as sacred as Delphi on the steep slopes of Mount Parnassus. Sulphurous fumes rose from a deep cleft in the mountainside. A Sibyl, the priestess of Delphi, sat on a tripod over the cleft, and the vapors put her into a magic sleep. In her dreams, the Sibyl heard the voice of Mother Earth coming up from the depths and repeated the mystic words she heard. Priests stood around the Sibyl and explained the meanings of her muttered prophecies to the pilgrims who had come to the Oracle of Delphi to learn about their future. The Oracle was guarded by the darksome dragon Python, who lay coiled around the sacred place. Old age had made him mean and so ill-tempered that the nymphs fled from the sacred springs nearby and the birds no longer dared to sing in the trees. The Oracle had warned Python that Leto's son would one day destroy him. He had tried to devour Leto when she wandered about looking for a place to give birth to her children, but she had escaped. When the old black dragon saw radiant Apollo flying toward him in his golden chariot, he knew that his last hour had come. But he sold his life dearly. He unleashed his fury, spitting fire and venom, and his black scaly body did not stop its writhing and coiling until Apollo had shot him with 1,000 of his silver shafts. In torrents did the dragon's venom flow down the mountainside, and the Oracle of Delphi was Apollo's. Now there was light and joy on the once somber slopes of Mount Parnassus. The air was filled with sweet tunes as the birds of the sky and the nymphs of the sacred spring returned to sing Apollo's praise. The voice of the young god rose above all the others, for he was also the god of music.